Singapore, for instance, grew exponentially and played a central role in the industrialisation of tin and rubber production in its maritime hinterland of Malaysia. New Orleans rose in importance with the Mississippi Riverboat Steamer, only to decline as railway connections to Baltimore and New York changed the dynamics of American trade once more. Trieste enjoyed a brief heyday as the Austro-Hungarian Empire's main seaport before collapsing abruptly into romantic obscurity after 1918. Mr. Darwin takes globalisation to mean primarily economic connectedness between different parts of the world. That is a reasonable but limited definition, missing the ascent in the 19th century of ideologies such as nationalism and socialism that purported to explain social relations around the world. Rising sciences, such as geology and paleontology, had a similarly broad scope. Unlocking the world, meanwhile, is a vivid metaphor, but it implies a smooth, even inevitable process. In reality, the world's doors were not just unlocked, but often kicked down. Mr. Darwin knows this, and stresses the influence of geopolitics and imperialism, not just free trade as an abstract concept. But he might have depicted the boot prints more graphically. Still, his book is an enjoyable synthesis of a large body of scholarship. He closes by remarking that today's globalisation is not simply a bigger, faster version of what happened in the steam age. As in the early modern period, Asia is once again the workshop of the world. He wonders if there is another parallel, however. In 1914, the European-dominated global economic system seemed irresistible. Then war intervened. Will a systemic crisis break the current cycle of globalisation too?